My name is Sean Ambrose, and I thought I would provide you with a debrief regarding the incident that had occurred last Saturday at the rally in Sydney. As some of you would be aware, I was at the rally on Saturday, and I was part of the congregation with the Freedom Union. Our intent was to set up a barbecue and to provide the sausage sandwiches along with the barbecue, tomato and the mustard sauce. There was also about 30 kilos of diced onions and about 2,000 sausages and just as many bread rolls. And of course, all of the water. As many of you would now be aware, the New South Wales Police prevented the unloading of the equipment and the supplies. Thanks to the New South Wales Police Force, along with Constable Vinegar Tits, this food has all since been discarded and binned. Having been there, I was in absolute disbelief and in disgust into regard to what I was witnessing. It was reminiscent of the Israeli soldiers denying food to the Palestinian children and starving them. But then again, the New South Wales Police Force also received training by the Israeli military, so perhaps this is not out of question. Last Saturday, I'd never seen so many police in Sydney, nor the level of aggression displayed by some of them. It was an outright disgrace. What also needs to be emphasised is that Mary Jane Lidicote also told me that the Aussie Cossack threatened to kill her. I find this outrageous and a desperate attempt to smear Simeon. Questions now need to be asked about these controlled opposition groups, including Tricky and his use of symbolism that would equate to being the Lion of Judah, along with all of these other imposters, Baptists, Seventh-day Adventists and Zionist Christians. For whose agenda do you work? Because it appears not for the people. It is blatantly evident that the controlled opposition groups are not only working with the Masonic filth, but also with the establishment and with the policing authorities. One only need to reflect upon Mary Jane having been a bureaucrat for Kevin Rudd and having owned a hotel that catered for these political elites and technocrats.